This weekend in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, tragedy with deep medical implications. Officials reported that members of the rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, killed nearly 24 people in the regional capital of Beni. A local human rights group says that since October, rebel groups have killed more than 150 people. And the worsening security is also complicating efforts to curb another deadly threat, the spread of Ebola. David Gressley is the Ebola Response Coordinator for the United Nations in DR Congo. What is driving these recent killings, David? What do the rebel groups actually want?
Well, the Allied Defense Forces is a very specific group, which is significantly different than others. It's a Ugandan-led group that has been present in the DRC since the time of President Mobutu more than 2 decades ago. And they are very present on the outside edges of Beni and into the forest of the Virunga National Park. They typically will carry out reprisal attacks when they're under military pressure, and that's exactly what happened this time. What's ironic is they don't actually attack Ebola responders directly, but the Ebola response is often suspended because of the attacks. But also when people protest out of frustration from these massacres, that can also suspend a lot of the action against Ebola.
I have heard, though, that Ebola responders and doctors have been targets. Rebels attacked health facilities last month, and 4 responders were killed and 5 others were injured.
That is correct, but it's not the Allied Defense Forces. These are local groups that are carrying these attacks out, and this frankly seems to have more of a criminal intent than just a normal conflict environment. And so it's actually quite difficult when you are actually the target yourself. It's different than trying to avoid getting caught up in a conflict between 2 armed groups. So we have to assume that those attacks will continue. It's very troubling.
What can you do to ensure their safety?
So what we have done is we've requested both the Congolese Army and National Police, together with the UN peacekeeping force, to forward deploy into those areas with existing transmission to provide the kind of security that allows the response to go forward. We've also set up about a week ago an air bridge, which allows people to move into these sensitive areas during the day, do their work, vaccination, working with communities, and then returning and spending the night elsewhere to be in more security. I think the number one thing I'd really like to highlight is that even with all the violence that we saw around Beni, that response continued. There were a number of people from the international community that left, but those who came from the community continued to work, despite the kind of disruptions that this violence provided. So I think it's the local heroes that we have to recognize.
I know the UN peacekeeping mission has heard the frustration from communities that are in the thick of this violence. You're also with the UN. You're not a peacekeeper, but are you also hearing some of the frustration from locals, David?
Yes, absolutely. I've heard those frustrations. I mean, the frustrations are real. The number of people who've been killed is intended to terrorize the way people are killed by machete, basically. And it's horrific. And of course, people are frustrated with that. So there needs to be a concerted joint response to put this to an end.
Ebola cases had been leveling off in recent months, had appeared to be anyway, and then the head of the WHO recently said that these attacks will give Ebola force again and more people will die as a consequence. I mean, how worried are you that the insecurity will not improve and will lead to a surge in Ebola?
Right now, in around Beni, we've seen it calm down considerably. And what we're seeing on the ground is a response that has continued. There were interruptions, and that probably will result in additional cases. We'll know more, I would say, in about a week. But I think what's also important to note that the epidemic and the response has evolved considerably. And what's good in all of this is that the chains of transmissions are much better known. And that way, it's easier to do the detective work to identify contacts that need to be monitored, vaccinated, perhaps isolated if they show the symptoms of Ebola. So I remain optimistic. We need to overcome the security challenges, but the people on the ground that have stayed are helping us see this thing through, and I think we'll be able to continue the progress that we saw in recent months.
David Gressley is United Nations Ebola Response Coordinator in the DRC. He's been speaking with us from Goma. David, thank you very much.
My pleasure.